You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and as you can hear in my voice, I'm getting over something. In this case, it's COVID. The past week and a half has just been really challenging in trying to deal with the symptoms of COVID, and we're also trying to move. And we move officially this coming Monday, July 25th, so it'll be good to finally have all of that done. And hopefully this all symptoms will be gone by then, because this has been, it's felt like a long haul, and I know many of us have had to deal with COVID and with varying degrees of severity of symptoms, so we're just looking forward to having this be done so we can settle and focus on other things. But back to the matter at hand, which is the podcast, Little Love Stories. And today's story is What I Would Tell Her. And I wrote this because I had at the time, so this probably would have been about 3 years ago, I had at the time just various women in my life who are like high achievers and people who don't readily reach out for help. They're the kind of personality that likes to handle things themselves. You know, that meme that goes around every now and then about checking in on your strong friend. That's who this story was for. So not anyone in particular, just sort of an amalgamation of personality traits, and it was just like a love letter to women who feel like they need to handle it all, whether life has shown them that or that's been their response to life. Just like an acknowledgement of the vulnerability that beats underneath all of that, you know, being capable and being the one that handles things. And an acknowledgement too that vulnerability isn't always easily accessed, and how difficult it can be to get there, and to find people with whom they feel safe to even try. So without any further ado, here is what I would tell her. Here's what I want to tell her. I see how hard you are on yourself. I see how you react, then retract, and try to make sense. I see how you're doing your best. I think when you're used to being praised for your intelligence, for your good sense, and even for your appearance, it's difficult to admit when you need help. It's difficult to admit you have things to learn. Vulnerability becomes a trap where you feel that should you fall, you will fail to be caught and you will land unsafe, unloved, and unwelcomed. And so instead, you wander the world burying your true feelings down deep. You scold instead of listen, assume instead of asking. You build walls, wear masks, and no one gets to see your true beauty. So here's what I want to tell her. I can feel your aching. I know your heart is breaking and has been for years, and it's not too late. You won't lose anything, not really. The truth is nothing to fear. It is, in fact, the gateway to your happiness, real happiness. Suffering will fall away. The best people will show up, and most of all, you'll stop hurting all those you know deep down you are. Because it takes so much emotional labor to uphold something that isn't real. And it takes co-conspirators, it takes people in pain to continue a path of unconsciousness. I know this because I did it too, and setting us all free was the only way out. So here's what I want to tell her. I see you, and it's all going to be okay. Reach out. There is none of us who doesn't want peace, but we need each other to remember it.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.